Waiting for Gaddafi and His Billions.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Still no sign of Muammar Gaddafi, but Libya's National Transitional Council isn't waiting. Representatives of the rebel government are asking the U.S. and other countries to release billions of dollars of Gaddafi's money, assets that have been frozen for months. When the fighting began in Libya, Marketplace's Stephen Beard accompanied a London real estate expert named William Green to some London mansions owned by Gaddafi's family.
Well, this is a beautiful house. It's got an in-and-out drive. It's a double-fronted neo-Georgian residence.
And it has some pretty luxurious facilities.
You have a private cinema. I gather this one is suede-lined. I believe there's a swimming pool as well and a jacuzzi.
Well, Stephen is back on the beat today looking into if and when Gaddafi's assets will be released. He joins us now from London. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Jeremy.
Well, the fighting is still going on in Libya. Is it a bit too early to be debating this?
Well, not really. I mean, the rebels need cash. The rebel council, the NTC, has been living on handouts from sympathetic countries like Qatar and Kuwait. But it needs a lot more cash now, and not only for the obvious things like food and medical supplies. Once the fighting stops, and let's hope it stops fairly soon, it's going to need to establish its authority in Tripoli and throughout the whole country. And it's going to need money for that, to pay the police, to pay the civil servants. And the frozen assets could be the most immediate source of that cash.
OK, so let's say they decide to release the funds. First of all, who do they send the check to?
Well, that, of course, is the big problem. There's still a lot of doubt about the rebel council, the NTC. Can it be totally trusted? Will some of this cash end up lining some personal pockets, wind up in some personal bank accounts? An even bigger worry, though, says Shashak Joshi of a London think tank, the Royal United Services Institute, a bigger worry is that the council may have indirect links with Islamist groups that are very hostile to the US and Europe.
No one wants to see state funds released only to wind their way to Al-Qaeda affiliates. Not to say that's probable, but it is possible, and it's a risk no one's willing to take.
And he says that means the US and Europe will be very cautious and careful in unfreezing these Libyan assets, and initially will probably only release tens of millions rather than billions of dollars.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Stephen, you'll be taking a look later today on Marketplace at what Muammar Gaddafi still owns around London. We'll tune in for that. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks very much, Jeremy.
Well, there is a report in today's Wall Street Journal that Sprint is going to start selling the new version of the iPhone this fall. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us now live from Washington with that story. Hi, Nancy.
Hey, Jeremy.
So first off, what would a Sprint iPhone mean for Sprint and its customers?
Well, Jeremy, assuming this Wall Street Journal report is true, it means Sprint customers would get some company. Sprint is expected to pick up a lot of new accounts because of the iPhone. Sprint had been losing subscribers to AT&T and Verizon, which, of course, do sell the iPhone. Verizon started selling it early this year. I talked to Roger Kay about just how big a boost this would be for Sprint, and he's president of Endpoint Technologies, a tech consulting firm.
Apple products really draw people, so Sprint can be sure to get a boost. And I would even say that if you look at it on an annual basis, they could probably count on a double-digit boost.
Jeremy, I reached out to Sprint this morning to get their take on this. Sprint's main spokesman emailed back that, quote, Sprint doesn't comment on rumor or speculation.
And Nancy, what would this mean for Sprint's competitors?
Well, looming in the background, there is that big $39 billion proposed merger between AT&T and T-Mobile. It still needs approval from the federal government. This could give that merger a boost. Sprint wouldn't comment on that either. But Sprint has been one of the most vocal opponents of the deal. And now AT&T can say, hey, look, Sprint is going to be a stronger competitor now. Hey, federal regulators, our merger won't hurt competition. Consumers can now choose among three companies that offer the iPhone.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer. Nancy, glad you were able to make it in despite the seismic terror in Washington yesterday. Thanks so much.
We're all a flutter here, Jeremy.
Excellent. And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mixed in overseas trading, but on Wall Street yesterday, a surge for the Dow, up 322 points, about 3% to close at 11,176.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation, supporting customer choice and clean, efficient energy sources and technologies, working with customers nationwide to create a sustainable energy future. Constellation.com. And by Allianz, providing retirement solutions that can help to guarantee income for life through its affiliated companies in the U.S. AllianzUSA.com. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at jaguarusa.com.
Today, the TV on-demand website Hulu goes up for sale, but as Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports, finding a new owner may not be so simple.
Hulu has a strong brand name, it carries a lot more TV shows than rival YouTube, and it has another thing going for it.
The new Stella Artois Charlie Scan.
You really can't fast forward through the commercials for Hulu.
Analyst Rob Enderle follows the tech industry. He says Yahoo or Microsoft could be interested buyers, but Enderle says Hulu's main problem is that it doesn't own the shows it broadcasts.
The difficulty is determining what the value is since they don't own the content or really control it that much.
News Corp and Disney figure they can cut out the middleman and show their TV shows on their own websites.
The folks that own the content seem to want to go directly to the consumer and capture all the revenue for it.
If Hulu can't find a media company to buy it, Enderle says it may need to evolve into its own network, perhaps creating programs just for the internet. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
And finally to the UK, where a pet store called Creature Company has launched a new service. It's called Speed Petting. You get to cycle through up to 15 pets for 2 minutes apiece to pet them and figure out which one is right for you. The owner of the store says it's perfect for busy people who don't have time to find the right pet, but apparently they have time to have a pet. Go figure. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Oil extraction's a tough gig, so oil companies are shelling out big money for qualified people. Petroleum engineering degree, anyone?
Coming out as a female PhD from America, I can probably get at least six figures when I start, which seems ridiculous because I've had no actual work experience.
I'm Bob Moon. New oil technology at a high price. Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.